The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
There are parts of the world that don't take Tylenol. I mean, there's a rumor, and I don't know if it's so or not, that Cuba, they don't have Tylenol because they don't have the money for Tylenol, and they have virtually no autism, okay? Tell me about that one. And there are other parts of the world where they don't have Tylenol, where they don't have autism. That tells you a lot, and I want to say it right now. And, you know, the way I look at it, don't take it. Don't take it. There's no downside in not taking it.
So Donald Trump there, obviously none of that is true. But at the point at which Donald Trump said that it was part of a push against Tylenol in America, acetaminophen over here, paracetamol, and he and his health secretary were saying that women during pregnancy should not be taking paracetamol because it led to developmental disorders and could lead to issues like autism in later life, of which there is no evidence. At the time that he said that, we had the master of the maternity hospital, the national maternity, or rather the master of the rotunda on, saying that there is no evidence to support the kind of claims that they are making, that women in pregnancy should continue to use Tylenol according to, or rather, should continue to use paracetamol according to their doctor's advice. But one of the difficulties, of course, for the medical community is it's quite difficult to prove a negative, to prove that it doesn't have an impact is not something usually that the medical community does. So we saw, of course, the kind of ripple effect that you would imagine, where it scared the living daylights out of an awful lot of women who were pregnant in case they might have done, fearing that they might inadvertently do something to harm their child. Well, the medical community has gone about proving a negative, and a new study in The Lancet has looked at whether or not there is any evidence to back up those claims. With us is Brendan O'Shea, who is adjutant professor in primary care and public health at Trinity College Dublin. Brendan, in short order, the answer is no, none of this stands up.
None of this stands up. It didn't stand up on September the 22nd. It doesn't stand up now. We're very indebted to the brilliant Professor Asmal Khalil, Professor of Maternal Fetal Medicine at St. George's in the UK, who's done a really robust study. It's a meta-analysis of 43 studies with data pooled. So it proves that there's no link. But we're on the wrong track with this. This is not a health story. This is a political story. I think many of us wondering, you know, how bad would Trump 2 be? I think on September 22nd, 2025, we got our answer. This is just shameless manipulation of information. It's straight out of it's a political playbook, and it's absolutely astonishing to actually see it unfold. Interesting, the timing as always is important. On September 22nd, Robert Kennedy, RF Kennedy, and a number of other politicians and Trump made this a statement. On September the 23rd, Trump was due and did address the United Nations and made scurrilous commentary in relation to climate change, immigration, and indeed the UN itself. So I would see all this as absolutely manipulative politics, manipulative information, distraction from the bigger story, which were the comments at the United Nations. Blackly cynical on one hand. And then on the other hand, going back to practice, we have significant numbers of women who are pregnant. Women who are pregnant are always on the lookout for the very best for their children. This caused huge levels of uncertainty and distress around an important medication. This is a rogue administration at work. That's what it is. It's not about healthcare. It's about politics.
Talk to me about that impact a bit, because we've seen, I mean, putting on your public health hat, we've seen instances over the decades where discussion of, even if it is unfounded, negative effects of a medication can cause significant consequences. The whooping cough vaccine back in the day, measles more recently in Ireland. Does this have a significant impact? Do people, even if we say there is no truth in it, do they still fear?
Fast answer equals yes. Again, we have to look at what this administration is doing. So this administration is systematically dismantling healthcare for people who are less affluent. This is a plutocratic administration that is owned and run arguably for the ultra wealthy. We've got to look at what else RF Kennedy is generating concern about, particularly vaccines. There is no doubt whatsoever that numbers of children affected seriously by measles in the United States is rising as a result of disinformation spread by this administration. Arguably, it's killing people. That's what it's doing at the level of health systems. As we speak, life expectancy in the United States is actually reducing, which is staggering and of deep concern. Life expectancy in the US is 78.4 years. In Ireland, it's 83 years. It's important to remember that. During the pandemic, and from the pandemic time, from the first Trump administration, that is when the reduction started to happen. And this is happening because of disenfranchising middle income and poor people from accessing essential healthcare, from spreading disinformation about essential vaccines, and in this instance, in relation to paracetamol. Paracetamol is an important drug. We use it in pregnancy every week. It's particularly helpful in terms of treating high temperatures, which can be associated with severe complication, including premature labour and premature birth, and also as it's an important analgesic. So this is politics. It's not healthcare.
The Lancet is a highly respected, if not the most highly respected medical journal in the world. Is it unusual for it to do a study like this, which one assumes is not aimed at the medical profession, but is aimed at debunking bad science being used politically?
I can only speculate on that. Certainly the turnaround time for this study, which was 5 months, was very quick. I've had a look at the study. The methodology is a standard meta-analysis. There's no doubt that the study was conducted in response to the politics. Also, there's no doubt that the response was conducted as a result of the distress among women and their families who are pregnant. We have to make our minds up about what we want to do here. Do we want the exciting stories? Do we want the soap opera that's emerging out of the White House? Or do we want the appliance of science so that everybody has the best chance at a healthy, safe life that they can? The figures are, the population-based figures are just dreadful. In Ireland, it's important to remind ourselves, no matter how much complaining we do about things, we have among the longest life expectancy in the world in the low 80s. In Russia, it's 73. But when you drill into that figure of 73 years average life expectancy, males in Russia on average die at 67 years. That's just absolutely shocking. And again, this is an oligarchic, essentially fascist government in Russia. This is what we're seeing in the United States. What we have in Europe is really important, and what we have in Ireland is particularly important. So we're for truth. We're for objective scientific evidence. We're for providing the best care that we can to the most number of people in the most cost-effective way. That is not what is going on in the United States.
Well, on that note, there will obviously be pregnant women listening this morning. For them, what therefore is the takeaway from what The Lancet has revealed?
You should have paracetamol in your medicine cabinet throughout your pregnancy. If you get a flu-like illness, and everybody has it, and you're running high temperatures, it's important to treat those temperatures with fluids, stay mobile, and use paracetamol. If you've got significant back pain, hip pain, or pubic symphysitis, paracetamol is your go-to drug. And if your symptoms are not manageable on that, then be in touch with one of our practice nurses or one of the GPs. That's the go-to advice on this. And then, can we say, please, with no respect to RF Kennedy, please get immunised. So if you have not had your flu vaccine yet and you should have it, please go and have that immunisation, and including the immunisations regarding pertussis boosters and flu vaccine during pregnancy. Please be scientific about this.
Brendan, thanks for your time this morning. That's Dr. Brendan O'Shea, who is adjunct professor in primary care and public health at Trinity College Dublin.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.